أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين أوتوا الكتاب آمنوا بما نزلنا مصدقا لما معكم من قبل أن نطمس وجوها فنردها على أدبارها أو نلعنهم كما لعنا أصحاب السبت وكان أمر الله مفعولا. Sadaqallahul Azim. We discuss ayah number 47 of Surah An-Nisa. In the previous three verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the difficulties that the Ahl Kitab had placed themselves in by changing the words of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the actual words, sometimes the meanings of the revelation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This verse was revealed particularly on an incident when our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam addressed some of the scholars of the Ahl Kitab. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to them that fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and accept the word of Allah, submit yourselves to the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They began to say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that they do not know about anything that is the truth besides what was revealed to them. In other words, they denied the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They denied this Quran, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responded with the revelation of this ayah, Ya ayyuhal ladhina utul kitab. Allah ta'ala addresses them directly, O people who have been given the book, aminu, bring iman. What you should bring iman in, bima nazzalna musaddiqan lima ma'akum, in that which we had revealed as a verifier, as a confirmer to that which is with you. What is with you? You have the Torah. And what you should bring iman in, the verifier, is this Quran. That the Quran is telling the world that the Torah is the kitab of Allah Ta'ala. And similarly, the Quran is saying and making the announcement to the world that the Injil, and like that, even the Zabur, the Quran itself is saying that it is the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no doubt in the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this kitab not only confirmed the previous revelations, but Allah ta'ala confirmed the nubuwat of the previous Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. So if you bring iman in this Quran, in actual fact, then you are now actually refortifying your iman in your Torah. Denying this Quran, in actual fact, will mean that you are denying even the Torah, that if you are saying the Quran is untrue, that is why you cannot accept it, then you are saying that the Torah is not the kitab of Allah, because the Quran is saying that the Torah is the true kitab of Allah Ta'ala. But here Allah Ta'ala says, bring iman before min qabli an natmisa wujuhan, before we transform faces. And how we would transform faces? فَنَرُدَّهَا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهَا. We will turn them to its back. In other words, the actual face that is facing the front, we will turn the face to the back. In certain riwayats, some of the Sahaba expressed this, فَنَرُدَّهَا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهَا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then make the back of the face, the back of the head, the front, and the front, the back. And how it would be is, there would be no eyes, there would be no nose, there would be absolutely no facial features. Now this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking to the Ahli Kitab, O nal'anahum, or we will curse them, kama la'anna ashab as-sabt, like how we curse the people of the Sabbath. The people of the Sabbath, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had prohibited any form of income earning on the Sabbath, on a Saturday, but then they defied the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by then putting their nets into the oceans and casting the nets the night before and then letting the fish come into these nets. And then they said that we had observed the law of Allah ta'ala, and in this way they became arrogant against the commandment of Allah ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had transformed them. Now here, whether this happened or not, the ulama have stated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's curse definitely is upon them. The transformation, the distortion of their faces, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat has it. If Allah ta'ala so desires, Allah ta'ala may do it before the day of qiyamah, on the day of qiyamah or whenever. And hence Allah ta'ala says, وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ مَفْعُولًا, and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to be. In other words, it is certainly to be that it will happen when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala carries, when Allah ta'ala commands, that command will definitely be carried out. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the Ahl Kitab to bring iman in this Quran, to bring iman in our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also shown that power of Allah, that if Allah ta'ala so desires, Allah ta'ala can transform, Allah ta'ala can distort faces. That is all in the hands and in the qudrat of Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.